Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, it's Spectator Demolition Derby. Saturday, it's Dirt Late Models and Soccer Stocker Demolition Derby. For more race and group outing info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com. During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy three Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard.
Hi, this is Billy with the Diamond Air in St. Charles. And gentlemen, if you are ready to get romantic with your lady this
Guess
summer...
Guess what, Billy?
What?
I'm pregnant.
Whoa, boy.
Yep, it's a Chicago Championship baby boom, and we are part of it.
Well, what does this mean?
It means it's time to start thinking about a push gift.
Well, what's a push gift?
You know, when your partner has your child, and you thank her with something special.
Oh, I think I get it. Is it like, you're my loving wife, I'm the slob husband. Thank you for putting up with me and suffering the pain of giving birth to my baby, and by the way, I want you to like me again.
Yeah, close enough.
Makes sense, but what does a guy get for his expecting mama?
Well, maybe remind her how special she is to you. I mean, what woman wouldn't love a pair of diamond solitaire earrings? Or maybe something meaningful for the both of you, such as a birthstone ring honoring the month your baby is born. Go with a gift that will last for generations.
Going on two generations now, with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen,
aww,
size does matter.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs and all 4 games of the Crosstown Series. Listen to every game between the Cubs and Sox right here through Thursday. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, my name's Kevin Zipak. The Wolves love to feed their fans at Allstate Arena, winning 76% of their home games on their way till the Central Division title. Be part of the winning atmosphere. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Today, you can officially say that football is back. Bears players and staff all arrived in Bourbonnais this morning for the start of training camp officially. And today, GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox held their introduction to camp presser.
As a coach, you put pressure on yourself. And I think, there's a lot of people in that building, in those stands on Sundays that, they want to see a winner bad. And, every year, whether it's this year or the last 2 years, that's been the main focus and the main objective, I know, for myself.
That was John Fox when asked if he's feeling any pressure regarding his job security. And remember that the Score will be broadcasting live from Bourbonnais all day tomorrow, starting with the Mullen and Hanley show at 5 a.m. Meanwhile, back in the city, Game 3 of the Cubs-White Sox Crosstown Series is tonight. The final 2 of this 4-game set will be played on the south side at Guaranteed Rate Field. And you can catch Mark Grody's pregame show here on The Score tonight at 6:35. Jake Arrieta gets the start for the Cubs, while the White Sox go to veteran righty James Shields. Speaking of the Sox, the team activated Jake Petrichka from the DL today to take the spot of Anthony Swarzak on the 25-man roster. Swarzak was traded to Milwaukee in exchange for 25-year-old outfield prospect Ryan Cordell. Fantasy football commissioners, host your fantasy draft party in a private suite at iconic Soldier Field on August 24th. Complimentary food and beverages included, and a panel discussion featuring Jeff Joniak, Hub Arkish, and more. Visit chicagotribune.com/draftparty. Purchase tickets now. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Cubs take on the White Sox on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Kevin, thank you. Kevin Zipak had updates. Joe Ostrowski before him. Our producers are good. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Thanks, guys. Ray Diaz does fine work. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. And on Facebook Live, you know, you can see us there. It's not just the Cubs that get to broadcast on Facebook Live as they did the last couple of days. Thank you to our guests today, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Matt Davidson, really, really enjoyed our conversation with him. If you're a White Sox fan, or even if you're not, it was just, it's good stuff. Go podcast it if you missed it. Len Casper also joined us today. Tomorrow we are in Bourbonnais, the whole damn station. The first three shows, anyway, are in Bourbonnais tomorrow. And Jed Hoyer also will be on our show at noon tomorrow while we're in Bourbonnais.
Dan Bernstein joins us in studio. Jason Goff still out. Hurt himself?
Yeah, again.
Playing basketball?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Man.
This is...
I feel for the guy as someone who's had back problems my entire life. Sucks. And he won't stop, it doesn't seem like.
You got to stop playing at some point. At some point, the pain receptors that are designed to send messages to your body and brain are supposed to be listened to.
Man. So yeah. He threw it out?
I don't know what it is. Okay. I don't think he knows yet. It's not good.
I feel bad for him.
Well, you should. He's got to make a long drive down to Bourbonnais tomorrow, so we hope he'll be okay.
As the camp will begin tomorrow, and we get just heard those guys talk at the top of the hour. I know how you feel about Fox.
The whole festival of folderol we go through every single year with this. And all this is injury season. All this is for the next few weeks is figuring out who gets how badly hurt.
I say that all the time about training camp. Like, the only news that comes out of it is bad news. It's why, like, people say, yes, training camp, football's back. No.
It's not football until the regular season starts.
No, you know, I mean,
but this year I do think it's a little different because of the quarterback stuff.
Yeah, I think
their behavior around the quarterback stuff that's as entertaining as the quarterback stuff.
Well, I'm incredibly curious about the education of Mitch Trubisky. I want to know how they're doing
it. The miseducation of Mitch Trubisky.
I don't love that it's Dowell Loggins and Dave Rigoni going doing it
for a year,
but right, exactly. I'm frustrated by the fact that I'm probably going to end up seeing Mark Sanchez play. I'm not looking forward to that.
You'll see everybody play. All with the Bears, all quarterbacks play. They all play, so you'll see.
History
everybody
would say that
you'll see everybody because they'll all be hurt. And it's just amazing to me what. And we'll talk to Zach Zabin about this later on in the show. We're going to talk to Dan Weederer about this. I want to figure out what. What their perceived downside is in acknowledging any tension or competition at the position. What's their fear? What are they so worried? Mike Glennon's our quarterback. We believe in Mike Glennon. He's a veteran. It shows up in meetings and in the room. Well, how does it show up? It just does. You can just feel it. Okay, great. Well, we've got to go with hypotheticals. What are you so afraid of?
Let me take two stabs at it. Number one is the perception that a quarterback needs to feel incredibly comfortable and confident in his role and supported in every possible way.
That's the Rick Meyer fallacy.
Well, maybe they believe it and have seen it play out in other times, or they believe it about Glennon specifically. Yeah,
that's when we knew something was wrong with Rick Meyer, when they said, "Oh, we got to build his confidence. He's got to be comfortable and confident." Like, well, then he's weak.
Well,
or
and
bad.
Number two is you want to fend it off within the locker room as much as you want to
players
embolden
know.
Him.
Players know. It's not about the talks, but what they see in the practice field. Well, they're the first ones to know.
That's the thing, right? It can't be bad for Ryan Pace if Mitch Trubisky clearly outplays Mike Glennon. It can't be, because he traded up and he drafted a quarterback, second overall, top quarterback
franchise
in the draft.
Quarterback.
Right. So if he's better than Mike Glennon, which you hope that he is sooner rather than later, it can't be a bad thing.
Right.
It can be an awkward thing. I think it's about Mitch Trubisky. I think that's what it is. They said, GM said before the draft, before anyone had traded up for Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes or Mitch Trubisky or anybody, people were saying, on the record, off the record, anonymously, and putting their name on it, there's no quarterback in this draft that's ready to start. Well, they traded up and drafted one, number two overall.
What if Glennon blows, though? What if it doesn't matter how ready he is?
Well, right. Dan, I'm with you, and that's why it's a great story for us. But Ryan Pace doesn't benefit at all by acknowledging that Mike Glennon might blow. Right. So the idea here is basically Mitch Trubisky's probably not ready, so we're going to play these other guys until he is. So we're just going to pretend that this is about Mike Glennon being our starter, when in all actuality, it's about our number two overall pick.
Layers of pretense going on, though.
I know, but I'm telling you, like, you don't draft it. You're not doing all of this to protect Mike Glennon. You're doing it to protect the franchise quarterback.
Do you think there's another organization that might have looked at this opportunity, and maybe if the coach was emboldened enough or the GM was emboldened enough, they might have said, yeah, we're going to check them both out. We'll see who's good. And then, boom, the pressure's on them to step up and show that they've got the confidence, that they've got the stones. They do it at every other position.
That's what I mean. They could be like,
but they're candy coating it here.
Like shark embryos, whichever one eats the other emerges, right?
It makes me want to go back and listen to what Pete Carroll was saying on August 1 or in July 25 when they had Flynn and they had drafted Russell Wilson. How open was that in his mind, and publicly how open was he going into that camp? Because this is not remotely like it, it seems.
Well, the comp is there because Pete Carroll got a ton of love for going to Russell Wilson, but remember, there wasn't the pressure to go to Russell Wilson early.
Third round pick
versus second overall. There's two other comps that just happened this year, right? Like, the Chiefs have an easier situation than the Bears because Alex Smith has actually won playoff games for them.
But Mahomes is there.
And Mahomes is there, and they know he's next, but there's really no assumption that it's going to be this year. It's Alex Smith's last year, and then it's Mahomes. And the contract works out that way. In Houston, Deshaun Watson's the guy that's played in the last two national title games. So he's the guy that's supposedly ready-made, and the other guys are Tom Savage and a bunch of bums.
Not to mention your head coach is a quarterback specialist.
Exactly.
But that's the thing. They've got their guy. They've got their quarterback guy. The reason why I said I kind of wish the computer would go ahead and play out this year is that the quarterback guy for Mitch Trubisky isn't here.
No, he's not.
He's not here.
Well, that's another reason to do it this way, isn't it?
And I think that
might protect him from this coaching staff.
That's another reason.
Let's carry out my analogy in the last segment. Do I want John Fox to drive my Lamborghini? Maybe I'm just waiting so that I can bring in Sean Payton or somebody else to drive my Lamborghini, and I'll just go ahead and let it sit there and learn how to do things from a quarterback coach who can teach me how to take a huddle.
I think very little of the noise around the quarterback stuff has anything to do with the starting quarterback, which is weird.
He's just a cipher, isn't he? I mean, he really is just a cipher. He's just a guy. He's the ultimate just a guy.
It doesn't mean, though, that he can't be valuable. It doesn't mean that.
Fine, but if you're hoping that he's
Did I see this that he had one of the least powerful throwing arms in the history of the combine? Did you guys see that about Mike Glennon?
Mike Glennon and Deshaun Watson. Yeah, because that's like a relatively newer thing for the combine.
As far as like spin rate and velocity and all that stuff.
I want to try and look it up and see if I can, because I saw it tweeted, I think, the other day.
But his value can come in the fact that if he actually proves to be replacement level, his contract is so good next year with no guaranteed money that you will be able to trade him for something.
It's just so funny that how incongruous it is to have. We all know he's just a guy.
Yeah.
And they're talking about him as, we have such confidence in him, and we're so confident in him. Come on. You can be kind of confident, but he's a guy. And he's here to be a guy.
But football
people lie. He really seems to know it.
Right. Is there, we give Theo and Rick Hahn like the credit, right? We like, man, they're transparent. They're honest and all that. But they both lied to us about being willing to trade with one another, right? So they're honest, but they also lie.
Mm-hmm.
There's no football equivalent of Theo Epstein. Like, who's the GM or coach that is even in the same stratosphere of honesty?
Those guys don't have the volume of responsibility and the big long time horizon. No, that's a coach, man.
No, I'm saying, but the closest, by far, the most honest football person in this city is Vic Fangio.
Right, I agree, but that's like Speaks is saying, it's just the coach that doesn't have roster power, who's just like the old curmudgeon-y guy who can get it out there, whatever. But there is no personnel roster executive in the NFL, mm-hmm. 32 for 32 teams, that is transparent in any way. So who gives a damn what they say? who cares?
Well, now you're making me want to, and I'm going to do this for tomorrow, look back on how Pete Carroll was talking about those two quarterbacks as he entered the camp. And B, should we be monitoring Kansas City sports radio? Danny, talk to your people. Let's see if the conversations are the same, you know? Or at least we can just listen to what Andy Reid and what the GM has to say, although they have a new GM.
Well, yeah, they fired their GM after they drafted and traded up for Mahomes.
Which is freaking weird.
So they have their own problems
But Bernsey's point about Houston is big, that Bill O'Brien's there. Your quarterback, and so is Andy Reid.
And Andy Reid mm-hmm. is there for Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Right. Those situations, it's weird.
But is he going to make Mahomes, even with his rocket arm, is he going to be a read the half the field progression guy like Andy Reid likes, or is he going to turn him loose?
The hope is that they'll turn him loose. The hope is that the combination of like Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, right, two mm-hmm. big stretch the field, yards after the catch guys, and new age football, that Andy Reid is a smart guy mm-hmm. who has adapted to the times on some things, and that they actually drafted up and took a guy who's so anti-Alex Smith. The hope is that they're actually going to be a modern offense next year.
Did you see who they signed as a quarterback coach today?
Yeah, Mike Vick. He's a
coaching intern.
Coaching intern for training.
Yes, camp. Not the official position, but a coaching intern.
Yeah, so I don't think he'll even be there during the season. I think it's just a training.
No, it's just
camp.
A guy you're letting him build a resume and get a foothold a little bit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so
get some opportunities. That's all right.
What do you got going on today?
Busy. It's Zach Zaidman at 2. It's Jay Jaffe of SI on baseball at 2:40.
He's got the new Cooperstown
book
out.
Yes, he does. Shannon Ryan at 3. She wrote about this plan that Illinois has that is, it's a toothless bit of grandstanding, I believe. Shannon was a little kinder to it than I think it's. It's grandstanding that doesn't really accomplish much of anything. What they're planning to do about saying, well, we won't sign convicted felony rapists. Okay, great. How many opportunities have you actually had and will you have to do that? And then Steve Palazzolo of Pro Football Focus at 3:40. Jason Beck, who covers the Tigers for MLB.com, will look at the possibilities there between the Cubs and Tigers, some of the Verlander and Avila stuff. And then Dan Wiederer at 5, we will get his take for the opening of Bears camp, what he thinks is going on and what matters. We'll do It's On at 5:30.
It's a busy show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a busy show. We are all in Bourbonnais tomorrow.
And I've got a giveaway, too. I also have Cubs tickets, courtesy of Verizon. So we'll be giving away Cubs tickets today.
All right. If you get some downtime, see if you can figure out the commonality on the 10 teams that Yu Darvish says he doesn't want to be traded to. I'm trying to figure that out. Because some of them are hitters' parks, some are not. Some of them are cold weather cities, some are not. Some of them might have
some are not.
Some of them have high crime rates, some do not.
Some have diverse populaces, right? Some
does it have to do isn't Darvish Iranian Japanese?
Yeah, so is he looking for a heavy Iranian Japanese community?
Persian Japanese culture? I don't know.
Go to Zagat's and do some restaurant research.
My guess is it has to do with when he signed the contract, right? That doesn't hold up today. I don't know, though. It's only 10 teams that he can't be traded to, so there's no commonality between the other 20
Cubs,
teams.
Cubs and White Sox both won.
Or it could be like a Van Halen green M&M thing where he just inserted in there to make sure people were reading his contract.
Right. I remember when Tom Petty came on Sound Opinions, and my job was to go and get him like the specific almonds and the kind of Marlboro cigarettes and all the thing, and he got there, he's like, I don't know why I still have that on my rider.
Is that right?
Yeah, he didn't even give a crap about the almonds. Like, I haven't eaten those in 10 years.
That's hysterical. We've been talking about this a lot last week. I haven't spoken with you. Have you been watching The Defiant Ones?
I'm in the middle of episode 3.
Oh, my God.
There is so much good wisdom in there. I've written like 6 things down. That just like little Jimmy Iovine throwaway sentences.
You know who is really interesting and just compelling? Trent Reznor.
Oh, it's the best.
It's so compelling.
Yeah, he's a brilliant guy.
He's so bright and aware and just. And I was not a huge fan of industrial metal music. I mean, I appreciate the artistry, but I wanted to sit and listen to it.
The Pretty Hate Machine totally changed my ears. Completely changed my ears. And then just masterful songwriting on a couple albums after that. And now a brilliant soundtrack guy.
Oh,
and always
Oscar winner.
Always in full control. One of the those guys who had a finished product and said, you want to put this out or not? It's done. I'm doing the artwork. I'm doing everything.
They asked him. They said, who engineered this? I did.
Yeah.
It's like the Boston story,
genius,
right?
Right.
And then he says, there's this guy, Marilyn Manson. I'm going to sign him. And Ivan's like, you sure? Yeah. I said, okay. And I didn't know that Interscope was in the middle of it with them, with the whole Tupac and Biggie stuff. And they're right at the epicenter of all of
and
it.
And we haven't even talked about the gangster rap and NWA stuff, which is astounding. So, Danny, get on it.
I'm going to watch, but I had to catch up on Game of Thrones. I've been out of the country for a couple of weeks. I had to catch up on Game of Thrones first.
They're not watching in Italy? They're not.
I didn't watch it. Our tour guide said, this thing here was actually what they came up with for Game of Thrones for the books. And I'm like, that's amazing. This is the coolest part of the tour.
The coolest thing about Italy is like when you're looking at some of these ruins, you're looking at the Forum or the Colosseum, and it's like, this was built in year 6.
Right.
And you're like,
the Colosseum could host an NFL game.
It's like years, whatever it is, year 2. And we thought stuff in Boston and New York was old because it was from the 1700s or whatever. Like, year 4?
That's exact.
Come on.
The similarities between the civilizations, they're like, they would, you know, today you'd go have a LeBron James poster on your wall. Like, they had mosaics of gladiators on their wall, and they had concessions.
I was laughing at how much the Colosseum reminded me of old Soldier Field back in the day with these concrete concourses, and how little the actual architecture of the idea of the gladiator stadium had changed at that point. It's like, you know, there are a lot of people that lost the lions here too.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's well done. No, the Colosseum was probably, in terms of like stuff we saw, it was probably the coolest thing I saw. I was just like, it's a stadium.
I believe Calvin Johnson was pissed because those Lions weren't even trying to win.
Did you go see the rinky-dink chapel with the Moses?
Yep.
We have to put the money in the thing to light it up still?
I mean, it's ridiculous. And like, this thing is this old. And the whole place was amazing. We were debating between Greece and Italy and both ancient civilization stuff. It was amazing. I could go back tomorrow, but I'm out of money.
You did it right, though. When you travel to Europe, pretend you're rich.
Yeah. Oh. We did, and
pretend
now I'm just
you're rich, even if you're not.
I'm not looking at my credit card statement for a few weeks.
It's points.
I'll pay exactly. We're going back on the points
it's
from
all
this
miles,
one
right?
In 10 years. Uh-huh. He's Dan Bernstein. He's next on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. You're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head to Hyundai.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. It isn't often that a headline involving Major League Soccer gets the attention of anyone other than soccer fanatics. This one is different. It says that a man named Ricardo Silva has said he would be willing to pay MLS $4 billion for its TV rights if the league is willing to install a relegation system. Let's first keep this in perspective. MLS's current TV deals aren't over until 2022. In fact, the league can't even talk to Silva or anyone else about TV rights at the moment. One of the reasons for the incredible popularity of the English Premier League is relegation. The bottom three teams in the league are relegated to the second division every season. The top two teams from Champions move up, and two more play for the final spot, a game reportedly worth at least £170 million to the winner. Worth thinking about? You bet. I'm John Feinstein.
A Wendy's. Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards, and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
He is Theo Epstein. There's a different feel to your ball club these days.
I don't think anyone's going to be patting themselves on the back. We need to turn this into several good months of baseball, and that means continuing to grind, continuing to bring a focus and edge to the park every day.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe, Matt, what happened to the energy as affected by the trade when Jose Quintana enters the room?
You know, just symbolically to get a player of that caliber to walk in your clubhouse at this time of the year always is going to pick the group up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Madden talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Madden with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
He is Theo Epstein. There's a different feel to your ball club these days.
I don't think anyone's going to be patting themselves on the back. We need to turn this into several good months of baseball, and that means continuing to grind, continuing to bring a focus and edge to the park every day.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Don Cooper, our longtime friend. Of course, Chris Bosio, you hear him each and every week.
We came out of the gates, literally in spring training, playing extremely well, and got momentum into September because we smelled it.
We're acquiring talent that we're liking. The rebuild is underway.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
All right, it's just you and me until 6 with a parade of guests and a whole ton of stuff to talk about. Bears training camp is getting started, and already we've begun
with the speaking, the traditional and ceremonial speaking of the gobbledygook that has already begun, so we can learn little to nothing about the Chicago Bears as they get started injuring each other in advance of the 2017 season. Zach Zaidman, we'll talk about that and more at 2. Jay Jaffe on some baseball stuff at 2:40. Shannon Ryan on what's going on at the University of Illinois at 3. Steve Palazzolo at 3:40 of Pro Football Focus. Jason Beck, 4:40. Dan Wiederer at 5. We will do It's On at 5:30. And we have a pair of Cubs tickets to give away between now and 6 o'clock. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR. The Score. You email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we're streaming 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply, message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. As always, we have multiple ways that you can consume and interact with the show. The Instagram handle is at Bernstein Goff Show, the website for podcasts and such. And please be patient. There's all kinds of new software, new system for uploading podcasts, so that's been a little janky of late. So we're doing our best with that. That is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. We also have a video stream that is on Facebook Live and at watch670thescore.com that's brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918. It is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Baez has fanned 78 times this year.
He gone.
Four strikeouts in the last three in a row after the Contreras home run, and the high fastball out of the zone gets... Javier Baez, who doesn't know about shortening the stroke with two strikes.
Apparently not for one day, at least. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. I can't disagree with Stoney on that one. The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
The Bears need more depth.
Oh, you asked me? Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting for Ryan. Oh, you asked me? Yeah. You know, I think...
Yes, you're at the press conference. Oh, me? I'm coaching the Bears? Oh, yeah, okay. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
For you youngsters out there, George Brett was a third baseman, left-handed hitter, and he was one of those guys where everything he hit that was normally a single, he thought was a double until he saw it was not. Every double he in the gap, he thought was a triple until he saw it was not. And George was that one year going for 400.
1980.
400. Yeah. Until he got hemorrhoids. That ended that.
Well, not really. I mean, he still batted 390, right? I mean, we never put it together that it was because of hemorrhoids that he failed to bat 400. I thought. Because I remember at the time, because they made a big deal about that orange rubber inner tube that he used to sit on the bench because of his issues. And they never actually said that it's like he was derailed by his horrible case of hemorrhoids. Or maybe it was a fabulous case of hemorrhoids. I don't know.
Army's going to get me a Z-Pack.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Z-Pack. The Wolves love to feed their fans at Allstate Arena, winning 76% of their home games on their way till the Central Division title. Be part of the winning atmosphere. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
We've assembled the right kind of guys. I know that. Like, the culture and the vibe in the locker room is really good right now. And I think when we talk about playing with toughness and intelligence and passion and all those traits that we strive for, I feel like we got a team that embodies those traits. And it's going to be exciting to see kind of that team come together, which is what this time is for.
That was Bears general manager Ryan Pace earlier this afternoon.
Until he got hemorrhoids.
That's unconfirmed. That is, I don't know about that. He and John Fox addressed the media at Olivet Nazarene University today in Bourbonnais. Pace was asked how he feels about the team's prospects of improvement after managing just 9 wins in the past 2 seasons. Today is officially the first day of training camp for the Bears, and the Score will be broadcasting live from Bourbonnais all day tomorrow, starting with the Mully and Hanley show at 5 a.m. Moving to baseball, the Cubs have gone 9-2 since the All-Star break. Tonight they head down to Guaranteed Rate Field for Game 3 of 4 of this year's Crosstown Series. Jake Arrieta will get the start tonight, looking for his third straight quality start White Sox go with James Shields. Finally, in the NBA, Celtics all-star point guard Isaiah Thomas will not need surgery on his injured hip. He'll be ready for the start of next season. And Cavaliers point guard Kyrie Irving has unfollowed LeBron James on Instagram. I know.
The scandal.
Can you believe the shade? Irving, of course, requested a trade out of Cleveland on Friday. Listen to the score for your chance to win a golf getaway for two to the beautiful Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. Package includes deluxe overnight accommodations and golf for two on either the Brute or Highlands courses. Brought to you by the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. Make it a grand day. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Cubs play the White Sox on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Major League Soccer. This August, Tim Howard, Kaká, and the biggest stars in Major League Soccer face off against European champions Real Madrid. Don't miss the MLS All-Star Game presented by Target, live on August 2nd at Soldier Field. Get your tickets. Tickets today at Ticketmaster.com.
Kaká is coming. Spread the word. It is Kaká. This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington stores your back-to-school headquarters and save big on shoes, backpacks, lunch bags, casual looks, and basics. Your favorite brand names for less. Burlington, style for everyone. We're already doing back-to-school stuff. Kids not even back from camp yet. We're already doing back-to-school stuff. Well, best to get a jump on it, I would imagine. That was such dumb baseball yesterday. It was just, and maybe I'm kind of salty because, I drive down and I'm sitting here and, waiting for my producers to show up, and then they kind of don't because they realized that the game was going long and we probably wouldn't get on, and then somebody, I think it was Shane Reardon, says, he goes, yeah, they're at the game and they're probably not coming because they know that you're not going to have a show and you probably didn't need to actually come to work today. I said, it's all right.
I got my parking space about 4 o'clock and I was like, I'm going to roll the dice. I'll do my wife a solid and pick her up from work and see where we're at after I get her. And then I was like, I'll just go straight home because there's no way we're getting in.
Well, you're a gambling man. I couldn't do this. I literally sometimes, because you get the work dream. One of my repeating work dreams is screwing around on a baseball day game and not getting to work in time. It's just like the version of the college or high school. Oh, it's the day of finals and I didn't do the reading, or I didn't know I had that class even though the books are in my locker. It's like the professional version of that dream. I used to get the play-by-play dream where they would put me somewhere where I couldn't see the field. I'm like, no, it's visiting radio. Nobody else complains about it. I can't see the field. Sorry. But that was that I get that one about Cubs game. It used to be the Sox game. Now it's Cubs game. It's like, well, what do you mean the game's over? The post game's over. I didn't know. The game went fast. So I was sitting here doing nothing and sitting with Shane Reardon. So,
that's worse than anything.
I was going to say. So I actually chose to sit in a room with Shane for an hour, which really probably
not
says
windows
says
in that room.
You chose poorly.
Well, the whole lackey thing, he was not hitting people on purpose. Yeah.
That's enough of that, lackey. That's enough of that BS. Okay. Let's see which one of your boys is going to get drill close. Or maybe you. Lackey, it's just a matter of time, buddy.
That one got inside and
just a matter of time.
That's three hit batsmen the same inning, and Ricky Renteria is saying, you got a warning in there somewhere, Lance?
I hope he doesn't give a warning. Means we can't hit anybody. I'll tell you what, you could fry some eggs on Renteria's behind right now.
No, thank you.
Right here, Timmy, we need a hit, buddy. In fact, I'd like to see you hit one right back through the middle and just drill, knock Lackey right off that mound.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm pitching on the other side, I'll probably hit somebody for sure.
That's the best part, is that Lackey actually agrees with Hawk. That's the punchline to the whole thing. He was not trying to hit anybody.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm pitching on the other side, I'll probably hit somebody for sure.
Enough of that, Lackey.
But he understood because they're brethren in old baseball idiocy. So you knew all that was coming, and it seemed weird. But if you actually look at each individual hit batter, none of them looked like he was trying to do anything with any kind of intent. Nothing, and he certainly didn't want to load the bases. And the fact is, both Hawk and Lackey are going to be out of baseball next year. So it's all just the sort of the death throes of dinosaurs that we're watching right now after the comet has hit and it's spewed all of the dust into the sky that has ended their reign on Earth.
I mean, if you look at numbers, so it's a pretty extreme, you know, swinging team, and you got to go to some extreme zones. Obviously not trying to hit anybody, I was just trying to get the ball in deep on a couple guys. I mean, like third baseman, I got him. He swung at that pitch twice in two of his previous at-bats. And then, Moncada, the pitch wasn't much different than the ball he hit the second base early on in the game.
That's enough of that, Lackey.
This segment brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost Mobile's best family plan and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Boost makes it easy to switch, and switching makes it easy to save. It's the Bernstein Goff Show, just you and me today. Zach Zaidman is going to join us after the top of the hour with the first Bears report of training camp to see if he can ferret out what mattered, if anything, from what the coach and general manager said today about this team that is really a bit of a puzzle. It's a team that is caught in between, and there are people caught in between. I think they're going to be bad, but it's a matter of kind of how they get there that is going to determine some futures, both immediate and distant. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show, 312-644-6767, and you have the score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
Hey, TB here. It's spring, and there's something in the air, if you know what I mean. And you've got to get into TB Diddley's for our Spring Fun Fest. We've got drink specials on pina coladas, mango tangos, and lava flows. And please don't forget, with the weather finally turning, we have opened our backdoor patio.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago. Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, it's Spectator Demolition Derby. Saturday, it's Dirt Late Models and Soccer Stocker Demolition Derby. For more race and group outing info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com. During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy three Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard. Make the right call with Lakeshore Recycling Systems, your go-to commercial, construction, and residential waste and recycling solutions provider. LRS is passionate about spreading recycling and environmental sustainability throughout the communities they serve. Their goals are simple: deliver the highest level of customer service with the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Fueled by the passion of dedicated employees, LRS is a championship team. Partner with Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote online at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my daughter's starting school, and she wants to make a great first impression, like dress to impress.
Take her to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yes, all kids' styles are up to 50% off. Get cute tees and active from $5 and jeans from just $10 at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Up to 50% off all kids' styles?
Yep, and Old Navy has a new kids' in-store shoe shop. All shoes for kids, like sandals, high tops, and flats are up to 50% off, too.
Up to 50% off all shoes? Old Navy, here we come.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 7/24 to 8/9. Excludes in-store clearance.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta, what was your initial reaction upon hearing the news that surprised so many people that you had a new teammate named Jose Quintana?
It was fairly obvious that we needed some sort of boost. He's an extremely well-established left-handed starting pitcher with great stuff.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
See a wide selection.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
There's no quick fix. You know, we talk about that, and it's about building this team the right way with the right kind of guys, and we just got to show progress, you know, and I think we will. I think, you know, as we go forward, I think, you know, our fans are going to see that, you know, a tough, blue-collar, grinded-out team that's on the ascension and something they can be part of.
Chicago tough.
Oh, stop it. There's nothing inherently attractive about a blue collar. Why do you keep thinking that that's what people want about it? I don't care how tough you are if you're scoring points. If you're beating other teams, I don't care about some ethos of toughness or whether or not you're embodying the idea of some steel worker that hasn't been around in this city for 50 years.
Tough, blue-collar, grind-it-out team.
No! How about a score 45 points a game, air-it-out team? That's fine, too. Stop that crap. Win. And this idea of it takes time. I'm a little impatient at this point. This is year three. And last year, you were 3-13. It shouldn't take that much time. And they're not going to be any good this year, so I just don't think a whole lot of that means much. Dan Bernstein with you, the Bernstein and Goff Show today. It's just going to be you and me until 6 with some guests dropping by to talk about things, Cubs tickets to give away, and here's Rob in Mokina. He's on The Score. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you today?
All right.
Okay, now, I told your call screener this is the way back machine, but I don't understand why you gave Trubisky, you'd signed him, he's a first-round guy, you had to give him 10 or 12 million. You're paying Glenn in 14. Jay was due 14. He probably would have stayed one more year, maybe, if he'd have just rode it out. And this isn't a good quarterback draft.
Well, Cutler had a torn labrum.
Right. But if you could, with all that extra money, you could have maybe put a really, really solid line around him. There are a lot of examples I could give of aging quarterbacks who they kept together because they.
He has a torn labrum. In his throwing shoulder.
I think that his I know, but his arm's so strong.
He has a torn labrum. He retired.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I get your point.
Okay. Good.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that has to do with anything you told the call screener, but that's over. They've moved on from that, and whether or not they properly managed the situation is one thing, but I don't think anything that they did with the quarterbacks has somehow precluded them or prevented them from putting a team together that they want to put together. They still had a ton of money to go out and sign a bunch of veteran free agents. You know, they signed Amukamara, they signed Demps, they were able to get, was it Jay Howard? And you know, they'll be whatever they're going to be, which is a 6-win team, and they'll fire the head coach, and they'll blow everybody out, and then finally Ryan Pace is going to end up with the offensive-minded head coach that he's always sought, and frankly, his own head coach, who he didn't have to agree to hire grudgingly or have to grow to learn to want to hire, as it was explained to me, was, yes, it was technically, Fox was technically Pace's hire. It was his guy, but it didn't start out as his guy, and he had to take some time to get to the point where he wanted to hire him. So it wasn't an entirely organic process. The 847 texter says Pace is just pandering to the dumb fan base with the blue collar talk because they're going to be bad. Right, but if you know you're going to be bad, I'm not quite sure what the pandering actually accomplishes at this point, and whether or not that Bear fan is still panderable. It's a tough blue collar, grind it out. Teams are annoying because it tends to mean you lose a lot of close games. And that's what John Fox generally likes to do, because he's like, oh, you know, just a couple of plays away, or we were right in it. We had so many opportunities to win. No, I'm really, if you have an opportunity to win, what matters is whether or not you actually win. Sam and Skokie, you're on the score. Hi, Sam.
Hey.
Hey.
Funny you mentioned that that Ryan Pace is eventually going to hire the offensive-minded head coach one of the, pretty soon. Didn't we kind of just have one of those not that long ago, and we only gave him 2 seasons?
He was awful.
He wasn't awful.
Mark Trestman wasn't awful?
No.
Really? What was good about him? What did he do well?
That was the best offense I've ever seen, not the Bears have, that first year.
Okay. Sam, we're gonna send you to remedial football college where you'll go away for a while.
We're going to send you to Common Sense Football College, you and the rest of the Bears fans, because you're all...
Oh! Zing! That's a winner there. So this is we got the Mark Trestman fan club. So first call was they should have kept Cutler. Second call was this idiot saying that Mark Trestman was a good coach. Okay, so you would prefer to have Mark Trestman here right now. Dr. Death.
I think he's about the same as John Fox.
Wait a second. You just said it was the best. You just said it was the best offense you've ever seen.
That first year, correct.
The best offense you've ever seen. Sam, we'll let you get back to whatever it is you do. Woo, it's Bears season. Wow. It never takes long, does it, to get Bears callers going. If you told me that Bears training camp would open with somebody saying that the logic being that Ryan Pace shouldn't look for an offensive-minded head coach because they just had one who was good in Mark Trestman. Okay. He's back to growing the man. All right. the 219 says the next button that you push is going to be bring back John Shoup. And that's true. He did not, as a texter points out, did not say just good coach. He said best coach. All right. Okay. That's
not a particularly good way to start.
But you know what? Hey, this is there's a celebration going on in the text lines with the Bears Monday that has broken out here. I just wish that we could get to a point where we actually believed in these guys. I like Ryan Pace. I think he's solid enough. I don't have any real reason to think at this point that he's going to be great at this. I don't know. We haven't seen it yet. And John Fox is supposed to be, you know, Mr. Turn the Team Around, create a football culture. I haven't really seen that either. And they talked about how they're taking steps to keep from being injured. I still think half the team's going to be hurt by January, just because that's what we're used to. In Pilsen, it is Clayton on the score. Hello, Clayton.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, that last caller that y'all laughed off the air, what he was trying to say is that when Trestman was there, I forgot that quarterback name that was working for him, and remember Lovie Smith picked him up just because the way that offense was ran, and the offense looked pretty good. It looked a decent offense. It's just been whole because the NFL caught up with it and tore it apart. But it got that quarterback.
What are we doing here, really, Clayton? What are we doing
about Trestman?
Why are we talking about Mark Trestman?
Oh, because I just heard you guys laugh him off the air, and I just wanted to try to back him up a little bit about that.
About what? He was awful and had to be fired because his team was terrible and nobody respected him. Players walked all over him.
Yeah,
he had absolutely no authority. It was one of the most the least powerful, most spineless coaches we've ever seen in any sport here in the city.
But that's the inside stuff the fans did not
Yes, they did. They knew all about it. We told you every... Tressman had... They ran roughshod over him, and we told you about it every day, every week.
We understand that once he had left...
No. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're doing this. We spent hours as it was happening in the locker room. There were no secrets. There was no delay in finding any of it out.
I don't want to disrespect you, but I wasn't listening to the score at that time.
Okay, then you were missing out on everything we were telling you about what exactly was going on as it was going on.
Well, did these
seasons not happen? Did I miss something? Let's get a reboot on this if we can. Thank you. This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by Go-Go Squeeze. Things are so different today. Kids have turned down snack time trades because of Go-Go Squeeze. All natural, just 100% orchard fresh apples and other wholesome fruit. Kids love it, and so will yours. Go-Go Squeeze. Next up, Zach Zaidman. We will get his input and insight into the opening of Bears training camp and the comments of the principals earlier today. He also talked with a bunch of players as well. So he'll have sound, he'll have information, and he will thrill and delight us next on The Score.
Bears training camp coverage on The Score is being brought to you in part by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer.
Scott Muller here, letting you know Muller means more for you. More because you get more selection with over 600 new Hondas, and that gives you more to choose and more opportunities to save. Like leasing a new 17 Honda Civic LX sedan automatic for only $189 a month with no money down during the Honda Summerbration sales event. Visit MullerHondaofGurnee.com to find the more you're looking for. And like my dad always says, you will not be disappointed. 36-month lease to qualified buyers plus tax, title, license, doc fee ends 9/5/17.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe, Matt, what happened to the energy as affected by the trade when Jose Quintana enters the room?
You know, just symbolically to get a player of that caliber to walk in your clubhouse at this time of the year always is going to pick the group up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Don Cooper, our longtime friend. Of course, Chris Bosio, you hear him each and every week.
We came out of the gates, literally in spring training, playing extremely well and got momentum into September because we smelled it.
We're acquiring talent that we're liking. The rebuild is underway.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
He is Theo Epstein. There's a different feel to your ball club these days.
I don't think anyone's going to be patting themselves on the back. We need to turn this into several good months of baseball, and that means continuing to grind, continuing to bring a focus and edge to the park every day.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from